Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, September the 7th, 2023. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing the tasks of recently elected councillors, parliamentarians, and senators, some of whom were sworn in today in Harare and Mount Hampton. This follows the inauguration of President Emmerson Mnangagwa Manje, who won in the recently held election, whose results are disputed by opposition parties, including the Citizens Coalition for Change and regional and international observers. Let's hear what Chikombe West legislator Tatenda Mavetera has to say.
And the option depends on the national society. The president is a tower of the Ramanga Bogata. That's the TV peaceful after elections, before, during, and after elections. Second, I should turn up to the end of the Ramanga of previous nations. Whether he was a tower of the very peaceful national society, Japanese is actually very peaceful. She knew Nyara of the contest. A general building the tower, and she would find a team that you found out to get it. We tell me an anima, we tell me an anima, the madman. Magada would tell you that.
That was Chikombe West legislator Tatenda Mavetera of ZANU-PF, who says Parliament should have laws that will assist women and youths. She was speaking with VOA reporter Godwin Mangutia. For the first time, council saw in members of the proportional representation. Our reporter Tobias Mutsingwa spoke to some of the councillors in Harare. That was Councillor Charlotte Mokarati of ZANU-PF explaining how she will try and improve the welfare of women in Harare. CCC Councillor Fatsai Matimba explains how she intends to assist women in Harare.
Shakawa, the Shaka, 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 Kana tapinda mukanzuro kudai so kune here kuti ndiri mudzimai sanchasapota madzimai etriple C ndiri mudzimai nchasapota madzimai ezano kana kuti UNC kana kuti emamwe mapato kana kuti murungu unomirira vose
mungu ndichanomirira madzimai ose hazvinei nekuti kupato ripi kana kuti regardless kuti kumudzimai wekuchiple C kana kuti wekuzano tichabatsira madzimai ese kuti awane akaite zvakafuza zvakafanira.
That was CCC Councillor Fatsai Matimba also speaking on how she intends to help women in her Ward 7. And Ward 7, Mount Pleasant, Councillor Rosemary Muronda explains issues she will advocate for in her ward and the city in general. That was Mount Pleasant Councillor Rosemary Muronda speaking to our reporter Tobias Mudzingwa in Harare. Some councillors were sworn in Bulawayo yesterday. That was CCC Councillor Lezina Mohammed of CCC and Nokutula Swanda of ZANU PF, who say Bulawayo needs a lot of development. Speaking to our reporter, Anastasia Ndlovu. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth, when we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Life Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you live from the Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are discussing aims of the newly elected councillors, members of parliament and senators, and what their communities expect from them. Now to discuss the topic in depth, we are joined by our first guest, Patricia Tshabalala, Deputy Chairperson of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Yebo ke, siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Yebo ke, siyabona ukuthi sebegcotshiwe okhansela labo senator labo lamalunga edalela ephalamende nje. Ungathini ngalokho? Singakhangelela ukuthi hayi sokuzaba le nguquko ezigabeni.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu mntanami. Okokuqala, ngibatshaya kuhlombe bonke omaba abangenile edalela ephalamende nabangene kwi-local government. Ngishoukhamphenankazana amhlophe amakhulu ye ngokukhangela kwami omama abangenileyo ngomama abalobungcethi abafundisiweyo sibafundisile sabagruma njengabantwabethu basethi basaka ukuthi bangene ukuthi bazosebenzeka balethe inguquko yobulawayo kakhulu. Sibakhuthaza futhi ukuthi bazazi inhlupho zakobulawayo, sibakhuthaza futhi ukuthi babambane basebenzele ndawonye bandlululani ukuze ubulawayo aqhubekele phambili, ngoba sikhangelele ukuthi sigohlupho olukhulu lwabantu. Yiyo indaba enkulu ekumele baqalise ukuthi bayibambe. Omama bathwele nzima, ngamanzi bayadlengulwa, abantwana bangamankazana bayadlengulwa besiyadinga amanzi ngenxa bengena esikhathini bathwala nzima, okusho ukuba bethole imikhuhlane engasiliyo emzimbeni yabo. So sikhangelele ukuthi bonke omama laba abangenise bazafuneka ukuthi indaba yamanzi ilungiswe, nokuhlanzeka kwakobulawayo. Ubulawayo uvadlalile, ufike ungcolile umgwaqo kuthiwa yigodi kuphela namapotholes bathi ngamadishi ithi nasingenrod. So sikhangelele ukuthi babenandelele lokhu ukuthi bazafuneka nokuhlanzeka kwakobulawayo ahlanjuluke. Nasezibhedlela lapha kumaklinikhi ethu siyakhangelela ukuthi bakhangele kakhulu ukuthi bengenzani njabo ami baphumelayo, ngoba sebebonile bayazi ukuthi amanesi mabuthwana i-staff isilutshwana okubethele ukuthi abantu bemaphatheni lapha esibhedlela babe ngamalongikhizi bahlale ilanga lonke esesibhedlela azaiqankhako lake ngenye indaba esifuna ukuthi bayikhangele kakhulu njengabomama abangenileyo. Yebo kambi lawo amajaha angenileyo siyafisa ukuthi abe njalo, babambane basebenzele nabomama babandawonye incediswane ukuthi intuthuko yakobulawayo ibuyeke. Wonke lokho kukhathazeka babusebenzele ndawonye ukuze ubulawayo abuyeke abe ngubulawayo wakudala esimaziyo. Ngibathembile ukuthi bazafikethela lokho i-service delivery ibe khona.
Yebo, kuyezwakala, kodwa singabona kusiba le nguquko yini? Ubona ingani kuzaba ngumthwalo olula lowo? Ngoba siyananzelela ukuthi abaningi kukhona beqalisa ukungena umsebenzi, ayisibo labana esingathi bale experience ngesilungu, bayangena njalo bazayenelisa yini ngoba okuningi imvumo ivela kuhulumeni.
Njalo ngeke bebizanja elilodwa i-opposition kunzima kakhulu, ngoba i-punishment yona leyo bazayithola ukuthi badlile elinye ibandla. Asoze kube lula, kodwa iqiniso lokupheleleni ukuthi kuzamele bame isiningi bazame ukusebenza, ngoba njengoba uhulumende engeke khangela konke akusoze kube lula kubo. Yiko nicho kuti ngabe ngenelelenje ngababambane basebenze ndawonye baphumela phakathi. Obuthi bengene, ibenze bayiphuphukise ubulawayo ngoba hayi kibe abantu kubaqinda, abantu kubalaye beceleni, asheze kube kuba.
Yes, that is our first guest, Patricia Tshabalala, explaining that she expects the newly sworn in members of parliament and also the council to work closely with the communities in areas that are of concern in the cities, citing examples in Bulawayo such as water problems and others. Right, before we continue with our guests, let's take a caller. Siyakwamukela ecingweni mlaleli. Yeah, ngubani engikhuluma laye? Ungaziqamba igama lokuthi ngubani, uvela ngapha ekhaya.
Echolocho esiyangaya.
Ungaphi kathesi sikhuluma kanje? Yebo, ukhuluma ungaphi kathesi? Hayi, ucingo lwethu lunganalo usazwakali kakhulu. Uyangizwa mina? No, I think we have a problem with our listener from Cholocho. Ngakho-ke sizaqhubeka-ke ngengxoxo yethu. We'll continue with our interview with our guest, Patricia Tshabalala. She's the deputy chairperson of Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Yes, and we also noticed that Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association held a series of meetings, the Meet the Candidates meetings, where all the candidates were invited to outline their aims and objectives for the city if they are elected into parliament. Yes, sir. Can you shed more light on what came out of those meetings which you expect to see implemented today? Yabonge kuyezwakala ngezinye indlela lisaba leminye futhi imhlangano phezukwaliyana elaba layo kuphambilini kokhetho.
Yebo, izabalale sizizwe lisabekho ukuhlangana labo sizwa endeje. Ikhulumisane, ixoxisane nayena isilandelela khona ukuyaka ababesithembisa khona okuzasenza sivumelane isebenze indawonye masekusehlula sekusehlula bekhethe imizana-ke ukuthi kathi madoda kaphasa okuhamba njani. Asifuni ukuxabana labo, sifuna ukuthi sisebenze nabo nesihle sincedisane ukuze kungadilizi i-development. Sifuna ukuthi sisebenze nabo ukuze kube zinqubo zaphambili enhle.
Yebo-ke siyasizwe njalo lo hlupho lwengcekeza edolobheni lakobulawayo. Ungathini ngalolu daba? Kuyenzeka yini ukuthi kube le nhlelo ezingaqeda lolu hlupho?
Ndamele ngaenzeli abankazana bala amajaha aphume ngenhlobo ezigcinileyo ezizakuncedisa uBulawayo ukuphuma engcekezeni ya ngoba kunzima kobulawayo lithengiswa lapha kalapha phakathi kwemigwaqo kuyakuthengisa akuhlanjwa libhanana kuleke khona phana yonke kungekeza ngibhida kuyini konke nje bemthomo konke kundawoni kuyameke lakhe kuyameke basebenze gadalayo ukuthi idolobho idolobho lethu babiqinise babiqine baphume ngetsheni kushanga nabe zabo sizinikana ukuthi siphumele enhleni sisaphotana kubasaphothi yathi basaphothi nathi bazenze ukuthi lapha singaba ngegatsoni ungaphuma kuko labo bathe lapha singazo ungaphuma kuko ngoba inhleko eziningi nabe zazenza kumeke bazithathe ezinye kwezakhamizi ngoba ngathi sikaze ezinye indlela esizibonayo ezingabancedisa ukuthi baphumeke emsebenzi njalo ezizamncedisa ubulawayo ukuthi aphume kuthi inikeze emkhulu ngaso.
Yebo-ke lapho sizwe unkosikazi Patricia Chabalala esixoxalayo kuhlelo lwethu lapho esicubungula ukuthi kambe amalunga edalela ephalamende awesenethi lama-council azaqhuba nhlelo bani ezigabeni zawo njengoba sibona phela ukuthi sebekhethiwe ukuthi bekhokhele. And one of the issues that keep coming up in most urban councils especially is the issue of water shortage, that the young girls especially have to go and fetch water in boreholes, and this exposes them to dangers associated with walking at night. Sometimes they face abuse, and there's also the issue of dirt in the cities, because some vendors, especially in Bulawayo, there are some illegal ones who do not want to vacate those premises despite the council saying they shouldn't be operating there. So she's hoping that the newly sworn-in councillors will clean up the town. And one of the interesting points that's coming up is that the residents' associations, some of them held meetings with candidates prior to elections to hear what they have to say and what they have to offer their communities. And the communities, of course, did ask questions, so it was some interesting engagement today with the communities. And now we understand there will be more meetings with those who have been elected to say how they intend to implement those promises which they made in the city. But of course, there is the local government to deal with, because most of the programs have to be approved from the top by the local government. Yes, okay, sesiphenduka kuwe ke Nkosikazi Chabalala. Kodwa liyathokoza yini ngenani labesifazana abakhethiweyo? We noticed that for the first time the councils saw in members of the proportional representation, most of them women. In fact, women were sworn in who were not elected. I can give an example. With Bulawayo, there were 38 councillors, but we know that there are only 29 wards, meaning that the 9 were strictly females. Is this a good idea to increase the number of women who participate in politics, who participate in councils?
Baba bekumele banjene kakhulu, babe namakhansila kakhulu ukuze bancedise, ngoba yibo futhi abakhangele izinduko zonke zokuhlela amanzi, iy'nduko zonke zabantwana abadlengileyo besiyadinga amanzi ema-clinics, yibo abahambisa abantwana baze bahambise labomkabo emaklinikhi. So besikhangelele ukuthi umama nabe banjene kakhulu. Kodwa khonokho okwenzako beyokhathesi siyabonga, sithi kungama ukuthe xaxa bekungamankazana kungama ekungeni beyokuhlakaniphile. So sikhangelele ukuthi ma kuzahamba kubeyaminyaka nedlula emhlanu yalo mama bethu sebefundile ukuthi kumele bangene bazisebenzeke ekhansilini, ngoba kuba munye umuntu ongabancedisa ngaphandle kokuthi bazinike bona bafakane ezikhunjeni. Eyinto abasayishoda engakabaneki muhle ngonde ngabeshathilela ukuthi kabafakani sathi phakani ubabaakani ubabaleyana yikho futhi okubaileyo phasesi ngaba bantwana ekhaa government.
Yes, we see that she's, our guest, Patricia Chabalala, is saying it's a good idea to have the proportional representation because it has boosted the number of women in the councils, and they are the ones who usually face most of the problems which are needed, which need rectification. So if they are the ones who can rectify those problems, then it is the best that a woman be the councillor. But we also hear other people saying the proportional representation somehow belittles women as if they cannot just be elected on merit, but have to be appointed. We are vumelana lakho lokho yini Nkosikazi Tshabalala ukuthi hayi abesifazana khona nokho ukuthi proportional representation kuyabalulaza ingani bona sibo bantu abangavotelwa ngenxa yekhono lapho.
Angikuthandi ukuthi bafake kuthiwe ngekafakwa, ngithanda ukuthi bane banzeni sisebenzekane labo sibancedise banzeni omama okuyabe kumele banzeni laphana ukuze bawazi amandla ukuze basebenze ngokuqinileni noba xa kuthiwa hasi nabe-proportional nabe-professional kuyabalulaza. Mina ngamthanda ukuthi nabe bangena bevoteni ukwazi ukuthi kunomama siyahlela ukuthi madoda azivothe sifuna ukungenisa omama abangaka njalo senekisa ukubangenisa omama labo ngoba hhayi bekhona ukufakwa abantu befakwa mina akungenzi angeke ngasiqasha kangako ngoba nje benyabe ngiyinto engenithiweyo ningazi njenelanga ngamandla ami ngoba okukhulu ukuthi umzene ngamandla akho ukuze uyowagenisa usuphakathi khonapho eyabungene khona.
Yebo ke, and besides proportional representation, we see that as much as most people are talking about women and young girls, we see that there's also a problem facing young men, most of whom are taking to drugs, and we've been engaged in some programs to solve the problem. Yes, what do you think can also be done for the younger generation, not just girls?
Abantwana laba bakhona kumele bangene bayayazi ukuthi abayithanda laphana ngoba isikhathi esiningi abantu bahamba ezindaweni ezinje bengakwazi abakwenza esokubasisekemuka esokubebenza futhi bazonge ngababe bebangenisile bese bebasola kuqalisa ubuhlelwana akusayibethi ngqubeka phambili sokuyabe bakhona pho sokulokhu ezikhulumiswana uhlukuluzwana.
Yes, and we heard most of the councillors who were sworn in today under the proportional representation and some yesterday in Bulawayo saying that they will indeed spearhead programs to uplift the lives of young girls and women. Sibazwile bekuthembisa lokho Nkosikazi Tshabalala. Ubone ngani kuzabalula yini sesibuyela futhi embuzweni lwani. Ngelokho sowakubonayo wena nxa usebenza la majaha lawa athatha izidakamizwa athatha insango lokunye ungathini kuzaba lula yini ukuthi bengene endleleni
izidakamizwa iyehlula yiyo kebe ihlatsheka kuthiwe nasi indaba isihluka amadoda izafuna abakhokheli abaqinileyo ngoba ingafuna ukuthi indaba beyibona babe yibo abazatshaya i-advocacy enkulu bekhulumisana behulumeni ukuthi laba abantu abathengisela abantwana izidakamizwa bafake emthethweni baboshwe. Njalo ungakhangela into enkulu yokuthi izakhamizi yizo ezithengisa izidakamizwa omama kakhulu okuletha uhlupho okuzabaletheka ihlupho ngoba bazabe kumele kakhulu iciniso.
Yebo-ke sesizakubamba umlomo lapha kodwa sithabile kakhulu ukuthi ube ngumhlonitshwa wethu lamuhla. Thank you to our guest Patricia Tshabalala. We have come to the end of our show. We'd like to meet again tomorrow at 8 o'clock p.m. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington.